The annual Berkshire Festival of Women Writers is a collaborative, multi-venue event sponsored by Bard College at Simon's Rock with many local partners celebrated countywide in the month of March, Women's History Month. In 2014, the fourth annual festival is featuring more than 150 women of all ages and from any background sharing their talents through readings, lectures, workshops, performances, and screenings held at 36 Berkshire County venues from Sheffield to Williamstown. They have been at it for the past 8 days now, right?
Week
one is done, and we have a lot more festival left. And here to tell us more are Gwendolyn Hampton Van Zandt, the executive director of Multicultural Bridge, Carmen Maria Manley, actor and educator at Shakespeare and Company, and in studio, Jennifer Brody D. Hernandez is an associate professor of comparative literature and media studies at Bard College at Simon's Rock. Jennifer is the founding director of the Berkshire Festival of Women's Writers, and it's a delight to have you all here. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Jennifer, let's start with you and give us a sense of the journey that the past 4 years has been, and where you were, where you are now, and how we got here.
Okay. Well, the festival started in 2011, and it started kind of small. We had 40 events that month, the month of March 2011. It's grown exponentially ever since, and so this year it's with 36 venues and 58 events, it's really hopping, and we're really brightening up the Berkshires in the month of March.
The goal is to do what? When you sit down to program it, you want these programs to have what in common?
Well, I want them to present inspiring, unusual women's stories. You know, one of the things that I have been trying to do is combat celebrity-driven culture. I feel like a lot of women feel if they haven't made it by the time they're 30, if the media is not paying attention to them, then maybe they don't really have anything of value to say, and so they just don't bother, you know. But I think that all women have important stories to tell and to write, and this is really kind of a populist grassroots festival. We do have some big names coming, like this year we had Gloria Steinem. Last year we had Julia Cameron. But the aim is really to get at all women and see what they have to say.
I want to talk to both Gwendolyn and Carmen, but give me a sense of how they fit into the puzzle of an example of what you're talking about.
Right. So Gwendolyn Hampton Van Zandt runs Multicultural Bridge, which focuses, well, she'll say better than I, but she's bringing an event that highlights immigrant women's voices in the Berkshires. Certainly a category that, you know, we don't often hear from. And Carmen Maria Manley and Shakespeare and Company are providing a space for teen women to tell their stories.
So, Gwendolyn, let us start with you. Give us an idea of Multicultural Bridge, of what that is and how it came about.
So, Multicultural Bridge, we've been around since September of 2007, and we are a grassroots organization. I'm the co-founder, and we are about promoting mutual respect and understanding, and we do it through trainings and education and also community events. I think that's it in a nutshell.
So, and as far as your participation in the festival, what are you going to tell us more about the event?
Yes, we're really excited to be back. We were there the first year, and that program we had was called Migrations of the Heart, and that really just included immigrant women's migration stories. And so now we're back, and we're really excited because Bridge has been for 2 years now with a team of women journalists interviewing not only immigrant communities but other diverse communities in Berkshire County. So anywhere from the African American community, the immigrant community, the deaf community, vets, people of different heritages in the Berkshires that aren't necessarily recognized or that we've forgotten that we're all, you know, a nation of immigrants.
Right.
So we have this team of six writers that have been interviewing people that I've selected, and Kate Abbott, who's the editor of the Berkshire Week section of the Berkshire Eagle, has been our partner in this for the last 2 years, and we have 1 to 2 articles a month really highlighting people in the community. So our hope for the event meeting on the bridge is to really see what going on this journey of these interviews has, how it's affected these women writers, and then also how it's impacted the lives of some of the people we've interviewed.
I think it's always interesting and fascinating when you look at the numbers, but Berkshire County has an incredibly large and diverse immigrant population.
Yes, it's true. The most recent statistics that I know is that we have 72 different countries represented in our county, which has us being the second most diverse. So we're spread out and we're small, but we have at least 70 different countries represented in our county.
Mm. Carmen, you get the cool job. You get to work with the kids.
I do. So our event at Shakespeare & Company, this is our first year in the festival. Our event is highlighting 16 girls from 14 different schools all across Berkshire County, ages 12 to 19. They submitted their own work. It's poetry, plays, and short stories. They get to perform on March 12th at 7 o'clock in the Elaine Bernstein Theater.
Mm-hmm.
But they also get a free performance workshop the day before with Shakespeare & Company actors to really talk and give hints on how to bring their work alive. And so that's what we're doing. We also have some pre-show entertainment. We have young musicians in the lobby beforehand, and it should be a really fun event.
Typically, what stories are they telling, and how do you help in the shaping of that narrative?
Well, all the narrative voices are completely their own. They submitted whatever work it was that they wanted, the stories they wanted to tell. And a lot of their stories, not surprisingly, have to do with coming of age. You know, the 12-year-old's going to tell it very differently than the 19-year-old.
Mm.
But it's a lot of family. It's a lot of school politics. It's a lot of what's happening to their bodies, what's happening in their relationships at school, just stories that are really relevant to their age and where they live and who they are.
I always get a kick / frustrated by when somebody says, "Oh, the drama of the teenagers and the kids." Well, isn't? I mean, it is very dramatic. There's a lot going on. I mean, that it would seem like you have a right. There's a ton of stuff that's
absolutely
happening in a very short period of time.
One of my jobs here at Shakespeare & Company is to do Shakespeare with adolescents. And the reason why that marriage is so miraculous is because Shakespeare's language is so heightened.
Right.
And their lives are so heightened. Their bodies are growing. They're in a large, you know, political engine in their schools. They're experiencing relationships. They're thinking about growing up and moving out. They're thinking about college. Everything is large and everything is imminent and everything is present. And I think that's one of the great things about working with adolescents is we get to watch it happen. We get to see what happens when they speak Shakespeare's words and their own words. And Shakespeare & Company has a long tradition of supporting women in the arts, Tina Packer being our founding artistic director,
sure.
Tony Zamotis saying yes to doing this project, you know, being at the Mount for years and doing all of Edith Wharton's work, really supporting the work of Dr. Carol Gilligan. So this is just another step in that direction, I think.
So when the teens perform, the audience will be made up mostly of who?
Well,
parents,
I imagine.
I assume.
A lot of Shakespeare & Company artists there because everybody's really excited about the event. Friends, family, you know, people who read about us in the Berkshire Festival Women Writers program. There's been lots of social media about the event. And you know, our base of patrons here are very excited for an event
yeah.
of this scope to happen in the Bernstein Theater as well.
Well, it'll be great to have the stories told and to have people to listen and hear what is on their minds. It's very important. Jennifer, not only co-founder of this festival, founding director of the festival, excuse me, but not only that, but also taking part in the festival. What are you going to be working on?
Well, this Sunday, I'm hosting our 13th Annual International Women's Day event. I'm bringing in some very remarkable Argentinian women, three generations of a single family, who I like to say have turned have sort of alchemically turned trauma into gold in terms of their creative output. There's this visual art, poetry, and prose. It'll be a multimedia presentation, and it'll be really fantastic. That's at Bard College at Simon's Rock this Sunday afternoon. I am reading from my own memoir later in the month. I've been working for a long time on what I call a purposeful memoir. I'm telling the story of how I was a real nature girl as a child, and how as I stepped into the stream of adulthood, I lost that, and how I've become so aware now that we all have to be nature people. We have to get back to the environment as a front and center issue. So I'm telling that story, and I'll be reading from that later in the month. I also want to mention our essay contest is one of the really exciting events coming up. We have a special focus within the festival, linking the personal and the planetary. And we asked people to submit writing, didn't have to be essays, could be poetry or fiction, linking the personal and the planetary through the metaphor of the weather. And Jennifer Son of Orion Magazine is the judge. And we have a great panel to discuss this topic, and the winning pieces will be read. So that's at Miss Hall's school on March 29th. It's this festival is chock full of great stuff.
Great stuff, and pretty much almost any night there's something
going on
in the month of March.
Yes.
You can find out more information. We put up all the information on our website. So just go to wamc.org/roundtable. Your website is?
BerkshireWomenWriters.org.
BerkshireWomenWriters.org. Or again, you'll see a link on our site. The fourth annual Berkshire Festival of Women's Writers runs through March 31st at venues all over Berkshire County. And it's fascinating because when you think of how this has grown, I assume your audience has grown, and people are seeking you out.
That's right. Yeah, I'm actually already planning and booking into 2015, which will be our fifth anniversary season. I'm hoping it'll be extra special. It seems that we're tapping into a real hunger and a real need for more platforms for women to get out there and share their words. Gloria Steinem the other night at her presentation at MCLA said, the revolution is not going to happen by people pressing send. It's going to happen by people getting in a room together and talking. Mm. And I think the festival provides that space for women, particularly. We've got lots of men in the audiences, and we want men in the audiences.
Sure.
So
no,
it really
essential.
Is a community event.
When it comes to the conversations that take place, what do you note about those, about the kind of the quality of them, if you will?
It is extraordinary how deep the conversations get very quickly. You know, we had our opening event on March 1st, Out of the Mouths of Babes, which was mothers writing about motherhood and what do mothers make. It was amazing. There were moments of comedy, there were moments of tragedy, and everyone in the room was just glued to these, you know, extraordinary pieces of writing being read. So, we have a lot of talent in the Berkshire Hills. We're fortunate that way. And I think that we're also able to tap into new voices that we wouldn't otherwise hear from.
As I mentioned, Gwendolyn Hampton Van Sant is the Executive Director of Multicultural Bridge. Your event is when, Gwendolyn?
So ours is Monday night, March 10th at 7 p.m. at the Mason Library in Great Barrington.
Mason Library in Great Barrington, and a sense of what people can experience.
Oh, it's going to be a great evening because we are, Kate and I are going to introduce how we came together and how we sort of birthed this On the Bridge column and blog. And there'll be an opportunity to see and read some of the blogs and to see photographs of all the diverse people that we've interviewed. And we'll also have a panel where each of the writers talks about their journey in doing this writing. And then we have some of our interviewees speaking, and then we hope that we then open it up into an audience discussion. We have a real diverse group of people that have already RSVP'd, so we're really looking forward to having that kind of open forum discussion at the end.
And Carmen, when's your event?
Our event is next Wednesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. in the Elaine Bernstein Theater at 70 Kemble Street in Lenox at Shakespeare and Company. You can go online to order tickets at shakespeare.org or call our box office at 637-3353.
Area code 413.
Area code 413.
Yep.
And you'll get to see 16 girls aged 12 to 19 from 14 different schools across the Berkshires giving voice to their poetry, plays, and short stories.
The 4th Annual Berkshire Festival of Women Writers runs through March 31st at venues all over Berkshire County. For more information, you can go to our website, wamc.org/roundtable. It's all there. Gwendolyn, Carmen, and Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us. Best of luck with your great work, and thank you for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you for having
us.
Great
pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.